Okay, everybody, let me give you a front lines report here. So I just got a text from Ann Vandersteel. There's a candlelight vigil tomorrow night for a veteran who is currently at the Mary Hitchcock Hospital at Dartmouth. That's my alma mater where I trained. And of course, they've got him on the remdesivir protocol, which murders people through renal failure. And he's tried to get on ivermectin and zinc, you know, the stuff that actually would heal someone, budesonide. They won't give it to him, and he's stuck there. This is going on all over the United States. I got another call from a guy with a big channel. His web designer is currently in a hospital in Missouri. His oxygenation is not good. They want to put him on a ventilator, and you and I know what happens when they put him on a ventilator. The hospital gets $37 million, and he dies. Many of you probably already saw the thing that I posted from the undertaker in England, who said that, you can listen to that yourself. I just posted that from Facebook. He's a whistleblower. You know, there's no more deaths than before. But there are things that are going on. And so here's what I want you all to know. This is just critical. Everybody, and I mean everybody, because we're heading for winter. We're heading for cold and flu season. So you all need to be on vitamin C. Carrie Made told me a really cheap and very effective vitamin C is from a company called Bulk Supplements, bulksupplements.com. I just got a bunch of packages of ascorbic acid. That's plain old vitamin C. And one teaspoon has 4,000 milligrams. And it is the closest to an IV as you're going to get, unless you are one of the rare people who can get IV vitamin C, which, by the way, they used to use to treat polio. And speaking of polio, the CDC has issued an alert that we're about to see all these cases of Guillain-Barré in children around 5 years old. How do they know that? Well, this is how they know that. Kids are going back to school, and they're going to be getting their share of the usual vaccines. God knows what's in those, the flu vaccine and so on. We already know that these are not benign. And by the way, Guillain-Barré or flaccid paralysis or transverse myelitis, guess what those are? Polio. Okay. Anyway, so here I am trying desperately, as Clay Clark says, there's about 300 of us in the United States fighting this monster. What you have to do is stay out of the hospital. You need a nebulizer, hydrogen peroxide, some iodine with that. The minute. Now, okay, so you take the vitamin D, 10,000 international units per day, and I take Pico Silver and Remag and Remite and some iodine every day, the usual stuff, zinc, NAC, vitamin C, just every day, every day, every day, every day. But I have the nebulizer in case I need it. I want you all to take that stuff regularly. And then if you start to get a cold or anything like that, you begin the nebulizer right away. What we're finding with the EMT people is that they're picking up people who are having panic attacks. Also, you've got to stay away from the mainstream media and the mainstream news. I mean, the fear porn is beyond, I think. I don't know. I never watch it. But I look at these poor people, and you know, I said this last year. I said, you know, when this is over, they're going to find mummified bodies hidden in the closet in apartments in New York City of people who are just scared to death. One of my mother's best friends, she taught him how to ski, would not come to her memorial service because his family is so afraid that he will be exposed to something and die. He's already dying. He's aged 10 years just from fear. Fear alone, chronic fear, paralyzes people. It increases stress hormones. It decreases immunity. It makes you so susceptible. So you need to stay out of fear and panic. The number one way of doing that is don't be around people who are afraid and panicked. And two, yes, people are dying. I have my thoughts about this. We don't need to go into it. You need to exercise. You need to stay healthy, but you also need to get these supplements in your body every day, every day, every day, especially if you are in a crowded situation, you're around people who are scared, you're on an airplane, or you're around people who are either, we're not sure, transmitting an electromagnetic field from the hydrogel or spike proteins. Okay, I'm not worried about any of this stuff personally, and I've flown a lot, but I do take the supplements. I do have my nebulizer. I'm ready. Okay, so I just, you know, it's a helpless situation when someone's in the hospital and is basically imprisoned. And then people don't know their rights. So therefore, they don't think that they can check the person out of the hospital. Do you see how paralyzing this is? You think you need the hospital for the oxygen. You need the oxygen at home. So anyway, I'm working on a thing to get home oxygen services. Because the other thing is this. Regular docs are calling in prescriptions for oxygen and the pharmacies won't fill them. Just like they're writing ivermectin and the pharmacies like Walgreens and CVS won't fill them. Because the deep state dark cult, as they are exiting the planet, appear to want to take as many people with them as they possibly can. Don't be one of them. Don't be one of them. And if you have a family member who's just determined to go into the hospital and do it, my heart goes out to you. Okay. Anyway, I felt compelled because I've had two people today, you know, reaching out to me, what can we do? Who can we call? And the main thing is, this is prevention. You have got to stay out of there. Once you're in there, that requires signing out against medical advice. And you can do that if you have a doctor who will call in the oxygen and what you need at home. Okay. That's it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Oh, I'm also going to post Dr. Lee Merritt's COVID protocol. This is mostly a preventive protocol. It's what she gives out to her patients, so I'm going to post that next. And I gave you the nebulizer protocol right above here. All right. This is what you need to know.